M&I Bank received $1.7 billion in federal TARP funds and says it has since made more than $150 million in interest payments. But the principal hasn't been paid back yet. Unions and liberal groups like One Wisconsin Now are also upset that M&I executives gave more money to Scott Walker during last year's governor's race than the officials did to Democrat Tom Barrett. The two issues led to this chant outside M&I's main office.
Scotty, Scotty, who's your daddy? M&I Bank! Scotty, Scotty, who's your daddy? M&I Bank! Scotty,
protester Tom Milnarek said he'd rather have M&I supporting Wisconsin workers.
The bank got over $1.7 billion. They didn't pay it back, and they used that benefit to elect Scott Walker.
Milnarek says he also expects M&I to lay off some people in the state if a Canadian bank is allowed to complete its purchase of M&I this summer. M&I executive Doug Nelson says when the Canadian deal is done, the TARP funds will be repaid.
The taxpayers will get their principal back plus interest of 5% per annum, which so far has totaled in excess of $160 million, and will obviously accrue additional interest between now and the time that that's repaid.
Nelson acknowledges that some groups are calling for a boycott of M&I, but says the company feels positively towards public sector workers and has supported many community service projects. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.